Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maven. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Well, yes, I'm mad at you. With all due respect to you, the program director, everybody has the right to make executive decisions on their show and their content. I don't want Andy Sweeney and the Take and Pat Forty on the Sports Center updates on this show in between this hour. You can bob that to death anywhere else. I don't want to
bob that.
I don't want to listen to Pat Forty on the Take on when I'm listening to this show for these three commercial breaks that we have. Whenever you do the Sports Centers, I think it's well within my creative content control to say I don't want that in the Sports Centers. Now listen, if you say Marcus, help me find some Sports Center things, you know, like I said, I can point to you to a million different stories. If you need help, you ask me before we do that again. Is that fair?
All right, that's fair. I was gonna use something from Pillis, but he didn't really say anything U of L related. It was just kind of like general college basketball and champions class.
Pillis is really good. I was listening to that yesterday. That was a good interview.
Thank you.
Well, that was a really good interview.
While I'm all heated, let me remind everybody that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly. I've listened to Pat Forty IARP me postseason ban me for 5 years straight. Death penalty me for 5 years straight. The Take and Pat Forty. Tell me how bad the situation is in Louisville basketball. I'm 1 week removed from getting cleared by the IARP, basically. That's not what I wanted. Temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have.
Fair.
If you agree with that sentiment, the DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
All right. And?
Chicken!
Well done, sir. It is Thursday, which means it's Wing Zone Day. Thanks to Adam and his staff for dropping off Wing Zone Catering to the ESPN Louisville studios. Try the ESPN Louisville special. It's 10 boneless wings and wedges and a drink for just $9.39. Pretty good. Perfect for football game watch parties, tailgates, everything in between. Order online, wingzone.com. Two area locations, Hikes Point, the Poplar Level Road at Quarry Center. And coming soon, a Dixie Highway location right in front of Holy Cross High School. Love Wing Zone Day. So appreciate it, Adam.
Who shows up against Arkansas, Steve? Can I do this? Are we jipping football too much?
It's close. We're getting close.
I agree.
Yeah, we're getting.
I got a problem with that.
We're getting close to disrespectful.
Yeah, to being
football with an 8-win season on the line Saturday. What's the word?
Neglectful.
Yeah.
Neglectful. I agree with that.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Because, man, I mean, Saturday, like, the joke is funny where people say, man, you know, it's crazy. Scott Satterfield's just flying under the table. You know, I hear people say, man, he's the happiest person in the world right now. It's like,
no, he's probably not.
Yeah, or not. Because if I'm Scott Satterfield, what you just said about Pat Forty, if I'm Scott Satterfield, I'm like, wait a minute, man. Y'all have been harsh on me for a couple years. We got an 8-win season on the right. line. I better not hear, it's too cold. I can't go.
I want to hear Marcus and Steve.
I don't want to hear the week of my game where I have a top 25 ACC opponent coming into Cardinal Stadium with an 8-win season on the line, come in here and say, well, all week we're just going to talk basketball.
Are we worried about the quarterback situation? Is that the uncertainty?
I mean, yeah, it's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't mind Brock Dillman. I think you can win your last two games with Brock Dillman. I don't think you can win games like Clemson with Brock Dillman. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, having Malik would be big. But I'm saying, is there
some uncertainty just like, okay, I don't know. Okay, it's hard to talk about.
His hand, well, it's
the left hand. Yeah.
Yeah, the non-throwing hand. I mean, it's a little limited for us as far as, you know, there's a little discomfort there. But, I mean, you certainly can go out and play and not really affect how you're going to play the game. I mean, he still ran around, still tried to make plays. You know, I think in the game it was 10 for 13 throwing, you know, against a really good defense. I mean, Clemson is one of the top defenses in the country. And her D-line and linebackers were very talented. And for him to go out there and play the way he did, I thought he went out there and played well. It's just a really good defense, you know. And, you know, now, you know, with the right shoulder, which is his throwing arm, so, you know, he's going to have to get that healthy so he can throw, you know, obviously. So again, we'll see how quickly that can heal up and if he's available or not for Saturday.
That doesn't quite sound to me like you're going to see Malik coming down. if it's – was from last – night
from Tuesday.
Unless he's practicing today,
said he was day to day.
Malik's day to day. I mean, you know, we saw he went out and right the last play before a half and kind of landed on his shoulder, kind of dinged that whole area around there.
You know what?
I don't really know specifics of the injury, but I really just kind of bruising.
Listen,
around the shoulder
under Chris Mack,
and you know, he's kind of going to be day to day. I mean, he's been over here all day Sunday, Monday, and you know, today, and just working, trying to get better, trying to get out there.
Dinged
and so
up.
You know, as we go throughout the week, we'll have a better idea of where he's at. But today, I'd list him as day to day.
Y'all don't know Swagger like I know him.
I'll say this. Maybe I'll take it back. Because I'm not sure. Malik Cunningham's been here for 27 years. I'm not sure he's ready to go Friday.
He's going.
Yeah, he
can. I don't need.
Yeah, he might not need a
game planning.
So maybe I'll back that up.
Listen,
yeah.
I don't want to be pessimistic, but I don't know, man. Like, I mean, no, I mean, I think I'm with you guys. I think if he can go, he will go, 100%. But, I mean, last week it was sort of a 50-50. And, I mean, for a college football coach to give you that much information, like, I mean, aren't college football coaches kind of notorious for, like, the guy's arm could fall off and be like, well, you know, upper body injury, you know, but he'll be fine.
That's why I said I know Swagger. You don't. Swaggerfield says... a little discomfort. When coaches use words like discomfort, they're calling you a name that.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rhymes with wussy. What did I do? Are you singing the national anthem?
Goodbye.
Oh. Well, it's been real, boys. The lib gets canceled. That's some O. Henry irony right there.
Yeah. How do they do it on? Hey.
Get that Cameron Maven clip. Get the Cameron Maven clip.
Goodbye.
Oh, why would he do that?
I don't know why he does stuff like that. I don't know.
But
it's our fault. We get people way too comfortable. People just get too comfortable with us.
Do you get the point of what I was saying when the coach uses words like, and I want to whisper because I don't really want my voice to carry across the airwaves right now.
I know.
So it's like, you know how when the coach or your dad uses words like discomfort or pain threshold or tolerance, they're really saying, you need to be tougher.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because they're saying.
It's a scene from Miracle. It was bruised from the hands, one far from the heart. I'm not going to say anything that's going to be canceled. Relax.
The closest thing. The closest thing. I hate you guys. To that. The only thing, the only reason why I don't totally just say I want another producer is because, you know, my guy, Brian Hall. I love Brian Hall. Love Brian Hall. We'll take him back in a heartbeat. We'll kick Nick right out of here and put Brian Hall right back in there if I could. It's was Django Day. That was the worst thing that's ever happened to me on the air. You weren't in here.
Django Day.
We're not redoing the joke. I'm sitting in here, and he just was like, I mean, Seattle. No, the Seattle style. Just this massive fish. It just launched it, and I was like, what do I do with that? Like now I'm on air. I'm just like, ooh.
Okay. Do you have a camera, maybe?
No. What's the clip that I'm looking for?
It's okay. Never mind. I missed the point.
ESPN in Louisville, 9th through 9th of Ville, looking for producers. If you can come in, put in an application. If you have any prior experience whatsoever.
Or if you have any priors.
Or if you love Stephen Marcus. Do you love Stephen Marcus? Have you ever woke up in the morning and said, I want to be Stephen Marcus's producer? I would love to come in and work with those guys every day. Just have a good time. We treat our producers well. Bring in coffee.
Type in Cameron Maven 17 seconds of silence.
I think I got it. I'm downloading it. I know what you're talking
about. Yep. Texter says.
So, Steve, do you agree with the way when he uses discomfort? Yeah. That's saying you got to play through pain.
Well, I mean, but my problem is with Malik is you could tell against
Clemson.
You could tell against Clemson that that he was not running like he did not want. You could tell like he was hurting. Like I'm giving him credit. Like I think he was hurting because he did not want to get hit. Like, he was not running the same way, in my opinion.
Yeah, but Malik, listen, we've been saying he likes to limp. He likes to show people he's hurt. Mm-hmm. We've been saying that for at least 3 years. Now, one time I said, okay, I don't want to question his because I don't mind people who are kind of dramatic. Mm-hmm. I mean, I mind it when we're losing. But I'm trying to come up with a transition to that. It's like,
so, yeah, I've rubbed up quite a few balls in my life.
Was that my cousin? Listen, I'm going to start leaving Nikki hanging just like this guy left my cousin.
Texter says, I got you guys as a producer. I'll start immediately.
Nikki, hit that again.
Take that number down.
So, yeah, I've rubbed up quite a few balls in my life. Sure, it was a good learning experience. 0-1 on Santana.
That guy.
18 seconds. 18 seconds.
How could you leave? And listen, y'all realize, like, that was like his third game.
I know.
Like,
that was awesome.
Did he get set up for that?
That was hazing. That was hazing, man.
That was true producer.
Well, I'm sure that was a good learning experience.
He was trending on Twitter after that.
You're right.
Yeah.
That was funny.
No, that was great.
I'm sure that was a good learning experience.
Did he just like, was he thinking about what he was going to say that whole time?
Oh my gosh. And I could see because Cam Maven is much like Marcus. He smiles a lot. Like, you know, and man, it was, I can see him just like, oh God. Oh God.
What did I do?
It's probably a producer sitting there just like, come on, guys.
I know. Somebody say something.
Did you hear him in the background?
That's that and his dismount are the two best things of the whole video.
The strike in the background?
Yeah.
that was a full call.
Oh, man.
Says
Nick gets treated like a rebound guy after a breakup.
let me ask you,
Call me Dennis Rodman.
How big of a swing are your expectations if Malik doesn't play?
Or if
he does.
I still think he should win.
If he does.
Has the line moved at all after Tuesday? I should know this, but.
I'm
done with lines.
We could do ESPN's because that's the one that's always safe.
Last two games.
No. I'm done with lines. I said, yeah, since his last stint in prison.
That was good. I'm sorry.
I thought I was going to follow it up with the, you know, since
Nikki
college
is so
or something.
Awkward, and it really makes the show better, actually. But yeah.
Thank you.
But yeah, if you're hiring, call me. Imagine that. I love that. Like, no, actually, I think he's doing a good job. I'm not going to tell y'all that, but I'll take a shot. Y'all want?
It won't hesitate. I
will. It's a fine place to work, but you pay extra for dental. I'm just saying.
I'll undercut him.
Louisville, according to ESPN, and according to ESPN Analytics, is a 69.6% chance to win. And the line is currently U of L laying 4.
Okay.
I think it open at 5.5? Am I making that up?
No, I feel like it did.
Okay.
I feel like it did.
It opened at 5.5, so that means it's moved a point and a half since Tuesday with the whole Malik injury thing.
Okay.
So is Malik worth a point and a half?
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly that.
Yeah. I think so. I think so exactly. Okay. Because when you said it was 4, I said in my mind, I said that probably for me goes to 2.5. Like if it's 4, like you get what I'm saying. So I mean that would have been a point and a half.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I mean because that's where I would have moved it. I would have said I think that takes it to 2.5.
Okay,
so we're basically equal team. They don't have their quarterback. We don't have our quarterback.
Yeah, I don't.
Who's going to call the better game? Whose defense is going
to
show up?
Yeah, it's one of those games with the way our defense has been playing that I expect to beat them either way.
Can they stop our running game? Can we move the ball?
I mean it's Malik's last game at Cardinal Stadium though. And for as much as we have jumped on Malik and loved Malik and jumped on Malik and loved Malik, you don't stay here this long and turn down, you know, I mean, even with NIL, he could have got NIL anywhere. Okay.
Right.
So that's not, he stayed here and he's a, he likes it here, you know? So I don't necessarily, I think it means something to him to play. So
I hope he does. I mean, that'd be awesome. I mean, even if it's in a limited capacity, I'd love for him to get one more score at home.
I'll be the producer. Call me Blicky the Booth.
But
Blicky the Boot.
But
wouldn't that be Blicky the Newt?
Yo, and what about this? Can we didn't address this yesterday? What about the game getting moved to RSN?
I didn't know that.
Like, I mean,
I didn't know that either. Yo,
without making any, I don't. I mean, God forbid what happened at Virginia. It was just terrible.
Mm.
But that game got canceled.
Mm.
Okay, which absolutely should.
Yeah,
I'm not asking my team to play after 3 of their teammates, you know, passed. So like, okay, that gets canceled. But then they moved Louisville NC State from the ACC network to RSN.
Because RSN had to get their certain number of games.
But
they said,
like,
you know, we're going to take that one.
But, I mean, that's another reason to go to the game. I mean, I didn't
think about that.
I really hope this should be a good crowd. This should be a good crowd.
What's the weather supposed to be?
It's freezing.
It's going to be cold.
Bundle up. That's football weather. Come on.
Well, let me look. I'll look real quick. For Friday, yeah, I mean, the high 40.
It's going to
be the warmest part of the day at the beginning of the game. We'll get colder.
Anything you're going to wear that's under 60 degrees is going to be your same. Wear warm clothes.
It needs.
Throw a coat on, get some libations in you, he'll be fine.
That needs to be a good crowd, right? Right. Am I wrong in saying that? Like,
this needs to be a good crowd.
This needs to be a good crowd.
It should.
You're going for 8 wins, man. I mean,
top 25 opponent.
You're doing they've done
home finale. What are we doing?
Like them or not, whatever. They're doing everything we've asked them to do. They have a top class. They're winning. They've got a great defense. They can win 8 games if they win these last two. They're probably going to be favored in the last two.
I'm treating this like a Kentucky send-off game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man. Like, golly. Like, I think it will be a good crowd. I'm just like, we have to get out there for this one. This one will hurt my feelings if there's not a lot of people out there. It will hurt my feelings. Not that anybody cares, but it would. So if you want to hurt my feelings, don't go.
Despite what I say on the internet, I care about your feelings.
Okay.
I feel like this is a perfect time to remind everybody, by the way, that if you want to tailgate in style like us for the last game and be right along Card March, Revel XP is the ultimate fan experience. They'll set you up with everything from the tent tables, ice down coolers, satellite TV. You'll get a premium parking spot as well. You can buy a setup for the season finale on the UofL schedule page. Go to gocards.com and click on the tailgate packages. It's Revel XP, an elite fan experience. We'll be out there Saturday. Looking forward to it.
You on patty ice duty?
I mean, I set up the last one, basically.
Have you took over his office yet?
Nah, I don't need an office, man. I'm a nomad.
Are we gonna take Patty Ice's office?
Andy actually moved into the corner once, and now oh, yeah. Andy's is open. And I think Louie was eyeing it.
I don't want an office.
Oh, I just kind of wander, man. I've got a cubicle, but I kind of have two cubicles, occasionally I take naps in Dad's office.
This will feel like a job.
Diener had an office. Diener had a full office and moved down here to a cubicle. Like, you don't need an office.
No, he got put out.
No, he wanted to be out here.
He got put out by.
Actually, I just think he's coming after Nick.
Bob called him power hungry.
He sat right. Look, Diener sat right next to his door. I'm listening to Nick. I dare you turn it up, Nick. One time.
People keep stealing his chair, by the way.
It's not me.
And I keep getting blamed for it. You know what? This is lame because I'm punching down. And thank God he's here because we're already at critical mass.
Mm-hmm.
But Spencer Brown, I'm going to have to bump him down a few pegs. He's a wonderful guy. Does a great job on the drive. Closes it out.
Is he trucking for the chairs or something?
No, he's doing stuff. And then it trickles down to me.
Spencer's good.
He's fantastic. I love him as a guy. Like, I mean, like, put that on the mixtape. I don't care. Love Spencer Brown. But, like, if he's going to be my little brother, like, I need him.
Is there an example you're going to give us?
He leaves bottles. He's, like, he's the Civil War of wounded soldiers.
Listen.
There are bottles everywhere.
I'm in.
One over here.
Okay. I'm in. All right. I'm in.
Also.
I'm in.
I hate him.
I don't hate him, but they're everywhere.
Yep. Hey, Spencer, man. What's your problem?
Yeah.
What's your problem?
Together, Spencer Brown.
Stop leaving bottles around.
He keeps taking chairs, and he takes the VP's chair out there.
Now it gets
left in here, and now I should notice and put it back, but I don't. No. And then Drew yells at me.
It's not your job to clean up behind Spencer Brown. It's not your job to clean up bottles behind your listen.
And I don't know. It might not even be Spencer, but whoever's in here.
Wait a minute.
I think it's Spencer.
Wait a minute.
If it smells like Spencer, it's Spencer.
You just dragged us. I had a conversation on a night show about this, Steve. People who drag you into beefs and you ride with them because you're down, and then you find out you don't even know if it's Spencer Brown or not.
I know.
All right, no, you know what? I do know Spencer.
It's too late
Spencer,
now. No, we've already canceled.
Oh my God!
But you know what?
I wasn't gonna say it.
But there's
but now
no repercussion for Nick at all for doing that. Spencer gets canceled, and there's no. You're Pat 40. You're Pat 40. There's no repercussion. You can spend 5 years taking a gigantic dump on Louisville, and then when Louisville's, it's like, okay, it's over. You're just like, oh, okay.
Well, this guy sucks.
Yeah, and then you just move on. There's absolutely no repercussion. That's why I said, I made a pact. I said, I'm never going to let people forget about what some of these people did during this 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of them.
Me?
No.
Oh, Pat 40.
Yes,
oh.
You too.
But you're getting close.
Never going to let you.
No, I'm not letting people forget what you did during the last three.
Starting in 20.
I'm just saying, mass just brought out my eyes,
just
bro.
Pissed just away saying. Freedoms. While Nick just.
That I'm never going to get back.
Nick was like, that's the best thing ever happened.
I'm just saying.
All in the order of safety.
I worked 18-hour restaurant shifts with a mask. It wasn't that big a deal. But hey, no. Yeah. Okay, no. Our boy, well, our boy, as I deflect, mm-hmm. Our boy leaves right here.
It's too late.
Water bottles. He's also broken something that's rather important to the show.
Go to break before I start talking about.
As I sip my tea.
Go to break before I start talking about $4.50 gas, man. It's your fault.
93.9.
See what you guys do.
Screwed all of us.
No, balls in your red court. Let's see how you guys do.
Thank God.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
Thank God.
Oh yeah. Paying $4.50 and at war with somebody.
Nice.
Hey, dirty. What? Look at that girl right there. Oh, she make me say,
boom, boom. I like the way you do that right there. Switch your hips when you walk and let down your hair. I like the
talking, that make me stir. I like the way you look in them pants, say you're fine. The mama a quarter piece, she far from a dime. The type of girl that...
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Let me take a second. Give a special thanks to the newest member of the team. Kentuckiana Pump Sales, over 35 years of experience. Best service at the fairest possible price. Right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Harold and Mark will find out exactly what you need. If it comes to utility pumps, effluent, grinder, sewage, 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana. Or you can give them a call at 812-725-9217. Again, thanks for joining the team, Kentuckiana Pump Sales. People, it's the foundation of your home, business, building structure, Kentuckiana Pump Sales. Okay, so Steve.
Real fast, can I ask you guys a question?
Absolutely.
All right, on my Twitter, shameless plug, at Nikki Vestman. You'll find an audio card from Jay Billis, but that he's talking about UK. Don't worry about that. But there is also the Twitter poll, and it's based on what my hat that I was wearing yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was wearing a classic winter garb, and I'm using generic terms anyway, but because that pertains to it. You know the hats that you wear when it gets cold and has a little poof ball on the top.
Yeah.
What do you call those things?
I call them beanies.
What do you call them, Marcus?
I guess beanies.
Toboggan.
Sometimes toboggan.
Yeah, I call them both.
Do you call them a ski hat, a sock hat, or anything like that?
No.
Or dare I say a toque?
No. Is that what they're called?
I've never said that.
That's like a Canadian thing. And so that trickles down to hockey.
Confession. I say beanie or toboggan.
Those are the choices were toboggan, toque, ski hat, which also can fall into sock hat and whatnot, winter hat, knit hat, or why is your figure like that? Or beanie. And it's far and away toboggan. Toboggan has like 69% of the vote, and then beanie. And so I was just kind of surprised that, I mean, I had a feeling those were going to win, but I really thought beanie was going to be number one because toboggan always, to me, was like a sled.
Do the other three have any votes?
Yeah, like combined, like a combined 10%.
I mean, so like, because I'm curious what psychopath calls it a sock hat.
A couple people, or a ski hat. A couple like, people actually responded to it. It's like, I call it a sock hat. And I was like, all right, vote for ski hat.
You got to ask them where they're from, Dan.
Yeah, like I can understand even like a toque. Like, okay, if that's a Canadian word or whatever, like, cool, I feel you.
What do you think Jack wants?
I don't know.
Because he's been sitting here for the longest.
He needed it, though. Yeah, whatever he wanted, he needed.
Yeah.
I love Jack.
He had to have that.
I love Jack. Look at it. He's like a majestic creature. Look at him. He's just...
Look at him.
He's perfect.
Look how stressed he is.
God bless him. I pray for Jack every night. I do. Every night I add Jack in my prayers.
Confession.
Just look at him. Confession, like, Steve. You okay?
You remember what...
Nikki the Took.
Nikki the... I like that.
I was leaving. I was leaving my home last night when I was talking to you. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what I was going to get?
Somebody said Lids describes it as a toboggan. I would take their word for it.
Right.
That's pretty funny.
That's fair.
Salt.
Salt. Right. I've been facing extreme anxiety lately, people, without having access to any like rock salt, you know, in case we get a surprise, you know, my ramp can get very dangerous for me in particular.
Absolutely.
So rock salt is important that I have that in my close by proximity. Right. Just, I always got to have it. Right. So every time I see a flurry, I'm like, oh, like, you know, it's just a nightmare. Okay. So, Steve, I go. Listen, at first, when I talked to you, I went back in the house.
Somebody said they call their father-in-law calls it a stocking cap.
I've heard that, too.
It's weird.
It's not a stocking cap.
Okay. Went back in the house.
Went back in the house. You know, the flurries kind of calmed down. I said, I got to go. I got to go get this rock salt. Every single day, I'm just, got to go get it. So, Steve, I go back out. I shoot up to the store. Go get my rock salt, right? I'm there. Another thought crosses my mind. I don't know if I want to make any food, so I just made the worst decision possible.
Use the rock salt. Where the hell? To salt your food.
I mean, I guess it would work.
Huh?
You use it to make ice cream.
I didn't know. I didn't know that. So, Steve. Really?
Yeah. So it Steve, lowers the temperature.
I know.
I don't think it's actually in the mixture. It's like on the outside.
As I'm checking out, Steve, I decide I don't. There's nothing I'm going to want to make when I get home.
Mm-hmm. So you had to stop.
I had to keep going past the register.
Is it rotisserie chicken?
Close.
Okay.
I got about 4 big burritos.
Oh.
4 just bad, unhealthy Walmart big burritos.
Who are these people coming across the street?
I still didn't end up eating them. I ended up making some food. See,
they heard our conversation in the break.
For dinner. But along the way.
I wouldn't mind 2 of them coming in here.
You know what I got, Steve? And I was embarrassed.
I'm listening.
A Louisville Santa hat.
Yay!
I just couldn't help myself. Listen, I was just going. And I saw that
Santa. What did they say when you put that up on the counter? It's like, no. I'll take the Louisville Santa hat.
No, everything's like chip now. Like, you know, when you go to stores, it's like a robotic machine. It's like a Nikki paradise now.
Uh-huh.
You know, everybody's 6 feet apart still.
I miss quarters.
I miss quarters.
Oh, you know what?
I'm with you on that one.
Your boy, Mabin. Whew. Steve.
I'm listening.
Let's just say I made a comment about a lady using actual cash, right? Mm-hmm. You know how it is. Yeah. She's making a little too much eye contact. Let me see.
That's normally a good thing.
Let me brush off my...
Marcus is single. Yeah.
Let me see what I'm working with today. So Steve, so conversation about actually using money turned into you two. Oh, I'm the same way.
Oh my God. You love money. I love money. It's a match made in heaven.
Look. Are you on Twitter?
My wife makes money. I like to spend it.
Look, Steve.
I like to go to Disney. She makes money. It's awesome.
Great
trade off.
Look,
it's gonna work in a Jeanette joke. Listen, but I'm already on thin ice.
How about this one, Steve? I mean, I really don't do the social media, but I love YouTube. I mean, do you look at a lot of YouTube?
Oh, baby. You ever heard of Made for the Bill?
Listen, so you can imagine how that.
It's Made for the Bill.
Oh, I need to add some more.
I know.
I need to add some more sultry Made for the Ville voice.
It's Made for the Ville.
Get a bunch of different ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
I might have someone for you.
I'm going to just put out everybody on your iPhone, say Made for the Ville and send it to madefortheville@gmail.com. I'm going to choose a couple of your Made for the Ville to add to my channel. I want different voices. You sultry voices. I need a Jack Grossman, probably.
Oh, yeah.
I need to throw a Jack Grossman
Send
on
your
there.
Recordings to Nick V at ESPN.com.
Yes, that is awesome.
Listening to them at night, Jeanette Smith. What the hell is that? But don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, Steve, what kind of questions are you going to ask at the press conference?
I'm curious. What should I ask you?
What would you ask Kenny Payne at the press conference, Nikki, if you went?
I guess I would say what I don't want to like say it in a meet like a tell me how to like ask this question. What do you tell, because it was something I asked Mark Lieberman when he was in studio.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what do you tell a team that's down right now? Because if you say that like, hey, these are all opportunity games.
No, that's a great question.
Like,
actually, that's a great question.
How do you motivate these guys and keep their head straight? Because there's a real chance
for this not to become. Where you expect to lose. Like because they're teetering on that.
Yeah, like
where they you could lose them where they just expect to lose games.
No, yeah. Because you know, you brought that up.
They're going to have a bunch of great games and then just not know how to close it at the end.
Yep.
And then at that point, it becomes in the back of your mind. Because trust me, I've been on a lot of these teams, like going into third periods, four-goal lead. And you're like, oh, yeah, we got this. But in the back of your mind, you've lost six of your last seven. And then you piss down your leg and you lose it because it's become culture.
Yep.
Like, this is the movie. We know how this movie goes.
You know why I don't worry about that as much? Aggressive point guards don't lose leads.
Tired ones do.
No, listen. Not like that. Aggressive point guards don't lose like that. Ellis got a moat on him.
True.
Well, and listen, if you say like end of the year fatigued, but by the end of the year, people are going to be able to help him a lot more. Like right now, I don't expect at the end of the year Ellis to be carrying the same load.
No, I hope not. Yeah.
Early on, we knew he'd be carrying a load. But later on, I expect all the guys to be much further along. So
you don't think like if there's one guy that can do it, it'd be him, obviously. But I mean, playing Arkansas and then maybe a Creighton, Texas Tech back to back.
I'm not like, talking about those guys.
Okay,
those teams is just not a conversation right now.
Yeah, we're not as good as those teams. Period.
Yeah, just like
they're top 10 teams. I'm
talking about when we get into conference evenly matched.
There are a lot of teams in the ACC. We are absolutely evenly matched.
That's what we're loading up for.
Yeah, listen, you're not going to go get beat by Arkansas. I mean, I want you to look like you have a heartbeat, but like you're not going to go get beat by Arkansas. And I'm gonna go,
2 points.
Yeah, no, that's a win.
Kenny Payne should have called. Look, if Kenny Payne would have called a timeout quicker, we would have beat Arkansas.
We're going to call this moral victory Maui. Moral victory Maui, baby. Nikki, give me your three top animes to watch.
Stay away from the ones with tentacles. No, I'm kidding. Do you? No, I like, honestly, got one. These are so fake. I mean, this is like Nickelback, Creed, everything like that.
Yeah, you take a lot of time. Just give me the three animes.
Attack on Titan, One Punch Man, and Dragon Ball Z. Basically, the hat trick of, evidently, Jujutsu Kaisen or whatever is supposed to be really good.
Just needed three.
But I haven't got into that.
Love Dragon Ball Z myself, and GT.
Eventually, I'll probably watch One Piece too. But
and Super, I like them all.
All the Dragon Balls. I got into Dragon Ball with the abridged series. I did it backwards.
Those are awesome too.
Yeah, hilarious.
Yeah.
I haven't finished Attack on Titan yet. I don't want to. You know, it's like one of those things I don't want it to end. Yeah,
that probably concludes our anime talk for the day. But
It's one anime comment too many.
Yeah. Just one too many. We're done.
Wednesday.
Yeah. I asked for three. I was given mine. Agreeance with you on one, and we moved on. Somebody says Fabio, Devonry, and Wheeler.
Is Curry going to show up? Because he likes to play against big names, a big competition.
I still, and it might just be my hopeless romanticism with Louisville sports in general, I still think getting them away from here, putting them in that gym,
survival mode,
and putting them with, because listen, if you're in Maui, you're Stephen Marcus. You're cheering your family, or you're a very huge fan of the program. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to say blindly cheering, but you're not, there's not going to be any groaning. Not saying there shouldn't be groaning in the UM Center. There absolutely should with the last. I understand that. But there's not going to be in Maui. The
second half was awesome, Steve.
Yeah, but my point in Maui is you're not going to deal with that. Okay? So I'm interested to see them get away and play some better talent. And listen, it's probably going to be Louisville-Cincinnati. Cincinnati got thumped by NKU last night.
Sagarin-wise, it's shaping up that way.
Yeah, it's probably going to be Louisville-Cincinnati on Wednesday. I hate that I'm saying this, but I'm looking at it as try to hold serve and get better the best you can in these two games on Monday and Tuesday, and then go try to win that, go beat Cincinnati. And then you come back, you get a Maryland team who's not been bad this year at all.
Right.
But you get them at home, and maybe you can start the season afresh right there.
I don't want to sound like loser mindset or whatever, but I remember.
Well, we're 0-3, so.
Well,
we are losers right
seriously,
now.
I remember I asked Dad one time when I was playing college club hockey, totally on the same level. And I was like, Dad, our team sucks. We've lost like the last combined three games, like 17-2. What do I do? I'm like, I'm the captain. What do I tell these guys? And he was like,
look at me.
Attitude reflects leadership, captain. No, he was like, just you gotta find a foothold. Win a 5-minute game. Bob win a 2-minute game.
Bob was
win
like, something. Are you having fun?
It's like not as much as I'd like.
Are you having fun with your buddies out there?
I currently am coughing up blood. So I feel like it's the only thing.
Because that's what matters is that you're having a good time.
That's all that matters.
That's the most disrespectful comment you can make to a kid. I do it to Elijah all the time. Like, I don't say it to him, but I tell his mom in the stands all the time. Almost every game. I'm like, I'm done. I'm going into just have a good time mode. I look at Amelia and I'm like, after the game, ask him if he had a good time. That's just have fun with your friends. Let's make this a social event, and that way there's no expectations.
So you know what comes next, right?
What's that?
Your brother's better than you are.
Nikki's sitting.
Oh,
Nikki.
I was gonna say I'm close.
Steve
to that.
Steve is sitting in the back seat of the car, driving home, and he's kicking out the window with his boot.
Oh, Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just drunk and
drunk and kicking out the window.
I throw my little Allstate plaque out in the field. He's like, Dad,
that means something.
That means nothing to me.
What about my life?
Yeah, you're gonna play like it. I don't want your life.
As always, 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. YouTube channel Made for the Ville. Middays with Marcus Maven, 1900 The Ville.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.